The articles of Mr. Adnan Oktar that were published in the international media outlets in December of 2017. Mr. Adnan Oktar's articles, which appear in prominent international newspapers and magazines, attract a worldwide readership across the world. The articles are published in various countries from Russia to the USA, from Iran to Saudi Arabia, from Bosnia-Herzegovina to Malaysia, and from Spain to Azerbaijan. These articles enlighten millions of readers about scientific, social, political, and faith-related issues. Some of the articles of Mr. Adnan Oktar that appeared in December of 2017 in the World Press are as follows. Pravda, Russia's oldest internet newspaper. Is the Syrian war really over? And how effective are embargoes? And Jerusalem should be the capital of love and friendship. Huffington Post, Arabic version, one of the prominent liberal news portals of the USA based in London, returning to the unknown. Al Ayam, the Arabic language newspaper based in Ramallah, Palestine. It is one of the largest circulation daily newspapers in Palestine, saving the innocent. The Jerusalem Post, Israel's leading English-language internet newspaper, a meaningful solution to a meaningless war. Egyptian Streets, Egypt's leading independent English media organization, providing readers with an alternate depiction of events that occur in Egypt and the Middle East. Women bound by chains of radicalism. The Jakarta Post, Indonesia's leading English-language daily newspaper. What awaits Syrians in the post-war period? Almada, the independent and leftist Arabic daily newspaper based in Baghdad. Human development is needed to stop violence against women and creating a comeback story in Yemen. And what awaits Syrians in the post-war period? New Straits Times, one of the oldest English-language newspapers in Malaysia. Genocide. Hear the Rohingya cries. Al-Bilad, monthly newspaper in both Arabic and English, published in Ontario, Canada. Rightful freedom of women in 21st century. And hunger or deliberate starvation of civilians. Al-Jihad, Jordan's first independent Arabic newspaper. Turkey-Jordan friendship. The Arab Times, Kuwait's first English-language daily newspaper, with a remarkable role in Kuwait and the Gulf area. Since 1977, the Arab Times has been the number one and most popular choice of English readers in Kuwait. Wasted food could feed the world three times over. Az-Zaman, a daily Iraqi newspaper published simultaneously in London, Baghdad, and Beirut. Is slavery illegal or has it been modernized? And hunger in Africa necessitates immediate solutions. And what awaits Syrians in the post-war period? Al-Bilad Daily, one of the oldest Saudi Arabian daily newspapers located in Jeddah. The Big Bang, one of the proofs of creation. Il Talibano, Italian political think tank, which emphasizes the importance of spiritual and moral values to counter the rising materialism in the society, taking the materialistic blinders off. Al Raya, one of Qatar's greatest Arabic language newspapers, Are We Masters of Our Destiny? And Yemen, Atrocities in the 21st Century. And Is the Syrian War Really Over? And The Big Fish Does Not Necessarily Eat the Little Fish. And A Meaningful Solution to a Meaningless War. Akbar Al-Halij, the Arabic newspaper known to be the sister publication of the British Gulf Daily News. Genocide. Hear the Rohingya cries. Eurasia Review, the think tank and independent publishing organ based in the USA. Greece, our old friend. Daily News, a 139-year-old daily newspaper published in Durban, South Africa, with a daily circulation of 320,000. Modern slaves still to shed their shackles. And human development is needed to stop violence against women and alarm at violent video games. Kashmir Reader, the daily newspaper of Jammu and Kashmir of India, published in Srinagar, known as the summer capital of the region, which features prominent columnists. International Aid, good or bad? And Biofuels, seeing both sides. The Riyadh Vision, one of the leading independent online media sources in Saudi Arabia, saving the innocent. India's oldest English daily newspaper, The Pioneer, returning to the unknown, and a comeback story. Utusan Borneo, the largest circulated Malay newspaper in East Malaysia, rightful freedom of women in the 21st century. Bernama, the official portal of the Malaysian National News Agency, published in five languages, including Malay, English, Mandarin, Arabic, and Spanish, taking the materialistic blinders off. The Mercury, a 165-year-old daily national newspaper published in Durban, South Africa, urgent call to end Syria's silent massacre.